ॐ शांति। ॐ शांति। Good morning. The coach has just arrived from West Brom with 50 family members and friends of Indu's mother and that family, and that he's come to London especially for that family and to offer Bhog with them. Otherwise, it's meetings of RCOs in Oxford, where Dadi was yesterday. It was a very royal funeral yesterday. White horses and carriage, white coffin. Lots and lots of flowers. Because Indu's mum Shanti Ben had been in Gyan so many years.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kaka, good morning.
For everyone else, Sunday is a holiday. But for us, is it a holiday? The more you want to fill yourself and be full with the treasures of knowledge, on Sunday is the day we can do that even more. And then what do we do through the rest of the week? Sunday we gather together and earn an income together. What do we do the rest of the week? For us, every day, every moment, every day, every moment, every minute, every second, has to be worthwhile, and in the midst of the gathering we promise ourselves that it will be successful, it will be worthwhile. The power of the gathering helps us. We are the ones who follow the directions of one, that is to say, we follow Srimat. So who is the one who makes many, many directions into one direction? Only one Baba. Who is the one who makes many different types of thinking into one type of thinking? It is Baba, the one who makes us one and teaches us to follow one direction. So we are all that, aren't we? At least nod is the translation, okay? So at least nod to say that we are one, we are united in our thoughts, we follow one Srimat. Baba is the one who makes all of us unite in one thought, and throughout the whole kalpa it is only one Baba who makes us united in this way and doesn't allow anyone to follow the dictates of their own mind, manmat. Do you know that he's been in a bhati in the midst of the call of time dialogue people? Dadi had gone on Thursday and came last night, so 2.5 days of real bhati, and the essence of the bhati everybody has so much worry about the world, that what will happen to the people of the world. And Baba has told us what's going to happen, and Dadi says to everyone, all of you have worry, but we don't worry. Dadi doesn't worry at all, at all. Whether it's when you are free of worry of the world or anything else, only then you can bring benefit to the world. Those who think in a wasteful way don't do anything themselves, nor do they allow others to do anything worthwhile. And so we need a gathering that is powerful and that each one contributes to making the atmosphere of the gathering powerful. Each one keeping one Baba in front of them. And then the world will see who are all of these people who are making, who are our protectors. There are so many who worry about the things of the world, the state of the world. Many, many who think about these things. Many who speak about it. And last night, Daddy said, think less, speak less. Not just less, but don't let there be any name or trace of thinking. Then what will you speak? If you are not thinking, what will you speak? Then it's not necessary to think, really. And for oneself, Baba says, don't think anything for yourself. Just sit in the boat of truth. That's all. Just sit in the boat of truth, and I am the one who is going to take you across. The boat may shake, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Yes, the boat may rock, but just carry on singing God's praise. Just sing the praise of the Lord and sing the things that Baba is teaching you. And this is what happens in a boat. And some of you may have that experience that when you sit in a boat, you sing with the others. And one brother has come to Oxford who is making a film of the whole history of the Yajna. And he was asking that when you came from Karachi in the ship, tell me about that scene. What was that scene like? And then as he asked, that whole scene emerged in front of Daddy. It was such a scene that was so vivid for Daddy. Being in this ship, the steamer, with Baba.
Baba ke saath kaise Karachi mein aaye.
And we came to Karachi, how we came from Karachi together. And the commissioner, the tax collector, he helped us board the ship. And thinking about the state of the world and how with great pleasure we came across in that ship with Baba, and how we boarded, how we came off the ship, how we went on the train, and how we came to Mount Abu, and the air was so cold in Mount Abu. Such a difference between the temperature of Karachi and the temperature of Mount Abu. But having come, we saw the environment of the mountain, and immediately our tapasya began. Previously in Karachi, there was the phase of renunciation. And in Mount Abu, it was tapasya, the practice of intense meditation. And that tapasya, to this day, has given such power. And we can say it was the power of tapasya and the fruit of renunciation. Without renunciation, there cannot be tapasya. And a fortunate soul is one who has a heart that is able to renounce. Not just a little bit of renunciation, but renunciation of the body and everything to do with the body, not just relationships of the body, but nature, sanskars, renunciation of all of these things. But to have renunciation means that you've become free. It's not that you've needed to work hard, but you've just become free. And with the attitude of renunciation, with the unlimited disinterest, distaste, there can be that renunciation. And the question that arises in my mind is it through distaste that there can be renunciation, or through renunciation that we feel distaste? It's a question. So internally, the answer that comes... So you think about it as well for a moment. Is it through renunciation that there is distaste or disinterest, or is it that when there's disinterest, then there is renunciation? Because if internally there is not disinterest, then there can't be renunciation, because when there is just renunciation and there isn't disinterest, then your mind will be pulled to that thing. Because after all, the old world is still there, it's still in front of you. But when there is renunciation through distaste, then you will not remember those things again. There will not be a pull. You will not be drawn to those things again. And you feel that this old world is one that doesn't belong to us, and it is an old world. And to think that it is my world, then that's like being a thief, taking back something that you have renounced. And so that is like stealing back something. And for one who doesn't realize that I now have to let go of the old, that is also misfortune. One who keeps the old things with themselves and remembers those old things and doesn't let go of the old things, is still holding on to the old things. Baba used to relate a story about that. And this is the story. There was a king, and there was a queen who was like a beggar. Well, she was a beggar. She was nice, but she was a beggar. And the king felt sorry for her. Well, actually, Daddy is using this word queen. She was a beggar. But the king made her his, made her belong to him, and made her into his queen, and made her stay in the palace. And yet, if you think about it, such enormous fortune for someone who used to come to beg at the palace and now has been made into the queen, yet the habit of asking for things, begging for things, and this is something she used to do from morning through the day. And because she still had that habit, she thought, how can I sit with the king and have a meal with the king? Because from morning she would go around the whole palace asking for things, begging for things, just like she used to in the streets from door to door. And the king saw that she hasn't let go of this habit. Though she was living in the palace, yet she was living like a beggar, and he tried very hard to make her let go of this habit, and so she wasn't able to do this. And so the king said, okay, go back with the small belongings that you had come with, in the little cloth bag that you had come with. And so God also says to us, why are you holding on to the small old things, that little sack of things that are old of this old world? And yet you cry out to me and say, oh God, give me wealth, give me whatever. So who does this? A beggar. A beggar does this. You understand, don't you? So do nod if you understand. And you say to, well, people say to the world, forgive me, do this for me, do that for me. Give me wealth, give me money. And in this too, some ask the question, don't you feel sorry for those who are poor, those who are begging? And you go through the streets of India and you see, say for instance, you've stopped at a traffic light and they come to the car and they say, give me something, and they want money. So in the early days, on the path of bhakti, we also stopped giving money to the beggars. We would offer them bread, we would offer them chapatis, and if you gave them money, what would they do? They would buy alcohol and cigarettes, and they would insist on having money. So we stopped giving money. So the first thing we need to have is disinterest, distaste for old habits. After all, the old world does not belong to us. And in that, even this old body is not mine. We know that we have taken this body, and a time will come when we have to let go of this body, that I'm not going to be sitting in this same body forever. And if I did try to do that, then others will say, go, no, now your time is up, you have to go. One time in Iceland, Dadi was being told that the population of the elderly has really grown in Iceland and throughout the world, that there was a time when now everybody's health is better, their food, their diet is better, there are so many old people's homes and the elderly live longer. So yes, of course, there are many old people's homes all over. In India also there are, and in foreign lands there are many old people's homes where they are able to live. But who is going to look after them there? Those who look after them will look after them with money, if they're paid to do that work. And where's the money going to come from? Because there isn't a budget for it. So always think that if I'm to become old, how should I be when I'm old? It shouldn't be that my condition is that I have to live in an old people's home, that someone looks after me, but perform such karma now that there is power accumulated through your karma, that you are able to take care of yourself throughout your life. And God is the Almighty Authority, the one from whom we receive all powers. Baba, the Almighty Authority, is with me, and through my elevated, powerful actions, I am becoming powerful. And with the bestower of fortune, God Himself, I also claim that fortune and bestow fortune to others. And Baba says, never think of yourself as elderly. Whether you're elderly or young, always think of yourself as young. Always think that the soul that's in this body is sitting here today, but let me have the practice of being bodiless. Though I am here in this body, I'm sitting here, let me have the practice of being bodiless. Then what will happen? What would be the result? The other day, there was something that Dadi liked from the Murali, especially the children. If you want to change from Tamo Pradhan to Sato Pradhan, impure to pure, then just sit in front of the picture of the ladder and realize what you have to do. You have to climb that ladder. You have to stop performing sinful actions. Whatever were my sinful actions of my past births, they too will be destroyed through sitting in Baba's remembrance. Just sit in Baba's remembrance. And somebody asked Dadi the question, what is the sign that my sins have been incinerated? And in today's Murali, Baba is saying, ask yourself, don't ask anyone else, don't ask Baba. If somebody else tells you this is your mistake, you won't believe that, you won't accept it. If someone else says to you that you're not doing this properly, then you won't accept that. You ask yourself these questions, am I doing everything in the right way? So this is a major mistake these days, that these days people don't accept their own mistakes. And if you try to tell them that, yes, this is your mistake, they'll say it's your misunderstanding. And so Baba frees you from asking others, and he says, ask yourself, are you right or are you wrong? Ask yourself, be honest with yourself, ask your own heart, and with an honest heart, keep Baba, the Lord, pleased with your honest heart. He doesn't want anything from us except for us to have honesty, to have an honest heart. And however you may remember God, whatever religion you may belong to, people think that can we reach God just through remembering? And Dadi said, you would not just through following a religion, that's a worldly religion, but if you want to know God, if you want to reach Him, if you want to really experience Him, then it is only an honest heart that will enable you to experience that. God has no connection with people of different religions, whether Hindu or Sikh or Muslim or anything else. His connection is with your honest heart. All he wants to see is that you have an honest heart. And if you want to belong to him, if you want others to belong to him, then it will happen through your honest heart. Others will feel inspired through your honest heart. If there's some mixture in your heart, then even God will say that there is something of a mixture in this one. And he will not allow you to come so close to him, and you will feel that distance, and you will not be able to have yoga, because if your yoga is just on the basis of the intellect and you may be thinking in terms of gyan, that God is the one who lives in the furthest abode, and you remember all the different points of knowledge, and this is just at the intellect level. You may have all the pictures of the course in front of you, the ladder, the cycle, etc. Still, there will not be that connection unless there is remembrance through an honest heart. All we say that you have to do is sit in the lift and reach him. And in that, there isn't you and me and mine and yours, but just that honesty of heart, and I don't even have to press the button, but automatically he takes you with him up above. And I know that all I have to do is go home now to Paramdham. And so many times we have gone up and down in the lift, and Baba is the traveler, and he comes at his time, and we too go up and down to meet him, to be with him, but we have no connection with the things of down here. We have no connection with anyone else of here, as we are simply travelers. But our connection is with one Father, one Baba. And to have connection with one means to live with honesty. To have connection with one Baba means to look within yourself. Look at yourself. Do I have a connection with the one? And if I do, then four powers will come very quickly to me. We see Shiv Baba with eight rays, eight powers. And there are eight powers, that is, eight rays visible in the Shiv Baba, the crystal Shiv Baba behind Dadi. There are four powers that come first for the self. And Dadi had told the Call of Time gathering of this also. The first power that comes, the first number one power, Shakti, So revise this for yourself, and that is the power of tolerance. For one who has the power of tolerance will not say, I have to tolerate. It's not fitting, but to think that it's very good, God has given me this power, and their faith reveals this. Not that they're having pain of tolerating, no, they have that as a power. So it doesn't matter what big situation you may have to face, but when someone who has the power of tolerance, they will not blow things out of proportion, but they will have the ability to merge everything. And it is the power of merging everything in a second that enables us to have that power of tolerance. Some spread things around very quickly, but when it comes to merging everything, then it's like, how am I going to do this? It's like a headache. But just merge everything in a second. That is to say, pack everything up. For one who has that ability to merge everything in a second, they will make everything very essenceful. Doesn't matter how big a situation or a matter may be, they will just merge it as if an ocean just absorbs whatever goes into it, swallows it up, like a tortoise that is able to withdraw all of its limbs. And in the early days, we used to be given these examples. And in Karachi, there were very good tortoises. Near to Karachi, actually, there were a lot of tortoises. And we children used to stand on the tortoise and dance on the tortoise. And poor thing wasn't able to do anything. And didn't do anything. Couldn't shake us off or anything. And if someone was to dance on us, how would that be? So, yes, it's able to move and eat, and slowly it moves along. But it has the sense to withdraw, merge in this way. And so Baba always used to say, children, if you want to learn to be yogis, then learn this art from the tortoise of how to merge everything, withdraw its limbs. So what is the sign of a yogi soul? One who has the power to merge. And it will do everything it needs to, a tortoise will do whatever it needs to, but there's no show of anything. And similarly, Brahma Baba did everything that he had to do, but there was no show of any kind. And we used to observe, how is Baba doing this? So, and the other is to accommodate as if nothing has happened. It's not that you're suppressing anything internally. If you did suppress something, then it would become visible on your face. That one, me, and then something else, and then somebody else, and all of this just hurts the head and the heart. One who suppresses things, their head and heart become somewhat delicate. One who has the ability to merge things, accommodate things, they are stronger. It's not that you have to face things, but automatically things will come and go in a very natural way. And you'll think, in the drama, it was fixed to have happened, but there's no thought about it. Nor is there any action taken on that. It's like it's come and gone. And when we have these powers, then the feeling is that this one doesn't fluctuate. When we have these powers, there isn't fluctuation. And people can see this one doesn't have attachment, but They have a deep love for God and knowledge works very naturally in this way. So the power of tolerance and merging, accommodating, withdrawing, all of these are there. And then the intellect becomes very, very free, and that's so good. Then the power to discern comes in, discern or discriminate, where it's not necessary to think at length or speak too much, but really just be able to understand. And then the power to discern enables you to have such a powerful intellect where you're able to know what is true and what is false, like being able to discern whether something is a true diamond or not, whether it's a false artificial jewelry of some kind. And one time, I went to Mama to ask something, and it was, I said to Mama, Baba has asked me to do this. And so it wasn't that should I do it or not, but Baba came to know, and Baba said, you went to Mama to ask really whether you should do it or not, but Baba has told you, and so there should be faith in what Baba has said. And to this day, there is that absolute faith in what Baba has said, knowing that there is benefit in what Baba says. And to this day, there isn't the question that I would want to ask to someone, should I do this or not? But nowadays, 95% of people ask. And even when Daddy gives them some advice, then they will say, well, it's not really my interest, it's not really my desire, it's not my thought. And they'll ask their family, they'll ask their children, but realize that God is your father, your teacher, your Satguru. He's taking you with him, and he says, child, just become pure, hey soul, become pure, and I will take you with me. And Baba has said, to go with him, there needs to be that attitude of unlimited disinterest over a long period of time. And then, even though we are with everyone, we relate to everyone, we are also totally free from everyone. Though we have things, though we have possessions, yet nothing is mine. And to have that absolute power to discern that this is something very valuable, knowledge is something valuable, that I must have this. And if something is not useful to me, let me not touch it. To keep the things that are useful to me in the future. So I keep the useful things which are going to be of use to me for 21 births. And one thing that Baba has said, that child, if you want to build a building of 21 births, when you are happy for 21 generations, there, in golden age, lifespan will be long. There won't be sudden or untimely death. And there, everyone will be happy throughout their life, right through old age. If you want to create such a building in the golden age, then what is the foundation of that building?
Purity.
It is purity. 100% purity. And each one has to do that for themselves. It's not that Baba is going to build that building for you. He's saying that I'm creating the new world for you, but for yourself, in order to rule in that world, then you have to be responsible for creating your building. It's not that if a wife creates that building for herself, the husband would benefit. No. In the olden days, some would say to Baba, a couple would say to Baba, in the, we want to be together in the golden age. We want to be king and queen. We want to be a couple in the golden age. And Baba would smile and say, not allowed. It's not allowed. You won't be together. So if Kavita Ben and Govind Bhai said to Baba, we want to be together in the golden age and rule the world together, anyone who thinks in this way is not going to be allowed in golden age. And Baba would say, you rule your kingdom and let this one rule their kingdom, because no one is anyone else's companion. Our only companion is God Himself. And when God is your companion, what can any storm do? When your building is built on the basis of faith, with that strength, then you are ready to go with Baba. Just as you see with Shanti Ben, Indu's mom, she created her future. She prepared herself for her future, for the golden age. Sadhabai is doing his work. Indu is doing her work. They're doing their work of preparation. The rest of the children are doing their work. And so, it's not that Shanti Ben waited for any other member of the family. It's not that she waited on Sadhabai, but he came and did his service here. And whilst alive, each one should think for themselves, what am I doing for my future? Nobody should be dependent on anybody else, because no one can be the companion of any other. So we can't be companions for one another in this way. But what we can do is give support, cooperation to one another. The support of love, cooperation. Because we are a family, this is our family, but to be selfless servers and with true bhavna, true feelings, to help one another. When somebody needs something, then just to be an easy yogi, sahaj yogi, and give sahayog, cooperation. Because in cooperation, there is a lot of strength. And if somebody asked Dadi, is my power of yoga good? And Dadi said, well, she was quite strong with them. If you think that you have to ask that question, it means that that power of yoga is not there. So she says, I catch them in this way. If you think you have to ask that question, and if you say, my yoga, then you're comparing your yoga with other people's yoga. And if you say, my yoga is better than somebody else's yoga, then that's not good yoga at all. Nobody can compare themselves with anyone else. If you compare, then it means that you are an ordinary bodily being. Because you are sitting here looking at the others and seeing their yoga is not good, my yoga is better. No, that's not right. But go beyond things like that. And then through yoga you will feel power, and that power will work. That power will work on you personally, it will work in service, it will work on other people, and you will feel everything is working out well, everything will be going well, smoothly. And nothing but that. And as Ladi Gulzar arrived, the first thing I said, everything is fine, everything is good. I can't say to her, this is not right, that is not right. I'd be ashamed. And when Didi used to come to me, wherever Dadi was on service, I never used to say, Didi, this is not right, this thing's not turning out right, this is a problem. Never did she say anything like that. And this is why Didi used to love coming to Dadi Janki. And Dadi never gives complaints to Baba, because there are no complaints, there just aren't. And so this is also a matter of greatness that I don't complain about anyone, nor would anyone else complain about me. After all, this is a very big family, and the family is getting bigger and bigger. And you know, in the beginning in Karachi, we had 300 of us. And people used to wonder how 300 women, 300 sisters lived together. Because, you know, in these days that even two daughter-in-laws can't live together, wives of two brothers can't live together in the same house. But Baba kept us all together, kept us happy, because we never had any lokik, worldly type of talk or worldly type of nature, nor did we talk in the sense of mine and yours and see differences, but just that feeling we're sitting with Baba. Baba is sustaining us. Baba is feeding us, and to this day, Baba is helping us move along. So if there is only Baba in your heart, if there is Baba in your heart, then there's nothing else in the heart. There is no problem in the heart. Baba, the comforter of hearts, is with you, and for one whose heart is in comfort, then they are sitting in tapasya with Baba under this tree. And that tree, the tree is shading you. You're sitting in tapasya, and there is just light and nothing but light in that tapasya. But to be light, that is, no burden, no heaviness of any kind, means to be preparing for golden age. And here, when we let go of body consciousness, then we become light and we start feeling Baba's might, and the face starts to sparkle, and the soul, which is this point of light, starts to sparkle, and you think, who am I? Who is it I belong to? Where is it that I'm going to? And if you think, let me not worry about anything, if there is only the one thought that I want to go to golden age, but first I will return home and I only be there for a short time and then come down to the golden age. And Baba would ask, no, some would ask, don't you want to stay in Nirvana, in that place beyond sound? And Dadi would say, no, here we've had such practice of being beyond sound, experiencing silence, that when we go home, it's just a touch base and then come back to enjoy golden age. So create that avyakt stage here, now, that subtle stage. And just as Angel Baba, Brahma Baba, as the subtle angel, avyakt Baba, gives us sustenance, though he is up there and we are here, and he gives us that sustenance, he says that come up here and do service in a subtle form from up here. And in golden age, we won't have any of this service to do. What will we do as deities? But just be in that subtle region, the avyakt region, and be with Baba, and Baba will serve through you. And Dadi says, it's not that Dadi has to go after service, but service follows her. Wherever she is, there will be service. And so for us to not go after service, but whatever service there is, it will be there in front of you. A server will simply say, I'm a server, not asking the question, what shall I do now? What service should I do? But for a server, their whole part within this confluence age is to serve. And what service is it that we do? It's the service God teaches us, the service of the yajna, and service through the mind. Remember Baba from the heart, and with the mind do service. It's with the heart that we have remembrance. It's not with the heart that we would physically carry out service, but with the heart we remember Baba, with the mind we carry out service. That is, to uplift others. Do you understand? Daddy says there's no need for this translation of the word samja. Samja means, do you understand? And she says there's no need for that because everyone understands that word. So where is Indaben? And Sister Jacqueline has come from Holland. And Daddy would like to call them up to offer bhog. And where are Indu's brothers? And Jaspal, I think Daddy's referring to. They're sitting at the back, she thinks.
So, वेलर पत्ते में नहीं बैठ सकते हैं ना देख लें जाओ
सिस्टर जैकलिन लुक्स आफ्टर बाबा सेंटर इन एम्स्टर्डम
बुक ले के आओ
एंड शी इज द इंस्ट्रूमेंट फॉर हॉलैंड दादी वाज थिंकिंग मे बी इंदु वुड लाइक टू say a few words before we offer bhog. So in those four brothers who are all younger than her, and Daddy is asking those who have come from West Brom by coach today, please raise their hands. Jayanti Bhai Solanki's mother, who also left the body, and that family are here too. And that Jimini Ben was asking them to also raise their hands. So, a special bhog. And we have a special bhog cloth today also. Sister Toots, and Sister Sanjula are also going to sit to offer bhog. And Baba's bhog flowers, but also red roses. Red roses we offer to Baba. Shanti Ben, some of you may not have seen Shanti Ben, though she used to come from time to time to London. And so her picture is there. You see the resemblance with the family, the children. Very happy.
Om Shanti, before Sister Indu and Jacqueline say a few words, I'd like to just say something. Today we have a special offering of bhog for two special souls. One is Sister Indu, her mother, Laukik mother, who passed away this week about, I think it was Wednesday, and yesterday was all the funeral ceremony that took place in Birmingham. Indu's family is here, brothers and cousins and uncles and aunts and everyone. And I mean, she, wonderful soul, a real dedicated soul. So that probably we'll be hearing later about her. And Jayanti Bhai Solanki and Pushpa Ben, who have been Baba's children for many, many years. And Jayanti Bhai's Lokik mother passed away. So yesterday was that funeral in London that took place. And so their relatives are here to offer bhog here with Dadi. So we have very special two families in Baba's house today.
Om Shanti. If I could describe my mother in just a few words, then I would just say that she was very much a renunciate. She didn't want anything for herself, like it was always for others. She never bought like things for herself. So there was that tyag, that renunciation was there. And tapasya was also there, but there was no show in her tapasya. There was no external show that I'm remembering Baba or whatever. And the third was her feelings of service. And so these three things, I think, would describe the tyag, the tapasya, and the seva. And I think all these three things result into her fortune. That's her fortune that she's accumulated. And so often when I used to see like those who I live with or people here also, and you'd hear of their, you know, like when I heard Jimmy's mother had passed away last year, Josuben Nimuben's mother had passed away some years ago, and Alka Jagruti's mother had passed away a few years ago, and I'd watch and I'd watch and I'd think one day my turn will come. And I think, how will I be able to cope with it in this way? And so I'd watch, because so many different souls, like I'd seen, and their mothers had passed away. And it was a lot of those who live here in the center. And I think one day my turn will come and I will get a phone call. But I never thought that I'd be the one who would actually have to call my brothers and tell them this news. And so it was like keeping attention on myself, that I don't want to have any feelings of sorrow or pain inside me for my mother, that her journey should be smooth, it should be comfortable, it should be an enjoyable journey for her. And so paying attention on myself. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. When Daddy started speaking just after meditation this morning, she exactly said what I was thinking when she came in. When I was experiencing her vibrations of freedom and purity, and how she is able to unite everyone with one. And I thought it's very important to be an individual within the gathering, but then to have the power to be united and not to separate yourself for any reason, but just to be there and to have love in the heart. Shanti.
Dadi just remembered another soul, and that is Gajraba, who is actually a first instrumental family in Lusaka many, many years ago. They became instrument for Baba's service there, and so that soul also left the body on, it was the same day on Wednesday, that's right. And so these souls are all remembered not just by Dadi here in London, but they are also being remembered in Madhuban and in Nairobi and everywhere else in Africa. So today, special bhog for these souls that Dadi would be offering with all of us. Just one little announcement. May I know whose car is this? BMW black, and the registration number is DA02ZSN. Whose car is this? Anyone? Okay. May I ask you, I'm sorry, Deepak Bhai, to really, if someone can go and remove this car, because it is actually blocking the driveway entrance. So I don't want you to go. If some one of the brothers can go, one of the, to remove, because now we're going to offer bhog to Baba. Thank you.
Ready.